travel with the tribe.
Depending on how they behave?
Nationality.
Mm-hmm. I see. And do you know of any insulting words that are used for colored people?
Well, then most niggers consider it. Calling them a nigger is an insult.
I see. What do you consider it? I mean, if you're really mad at one, what would you say?
If I'm mad at one, I expect I'm not fine.
What would you call him before you hit him?
I wouldn't call him.
I see. Now, how about a white man? If you're mad at him, you'd poke him too, but do you know of any, suppose a colored man gets mad at a white man, what does he call him?
Oh, he calls him all kinds of things. I don't use that language.
I see. You ever call, does he call him a cracker or anything like that?
Oh, yes, they call him crackers, Georgia crackers. Things like that. Of course, we all Georgia crackers have.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is Georgia crackers.
That's, you don't think that's an insult? Then?
That's not an insult. That's a cracker. That's what their nationality is.
It's a fact.
They are a real cracker in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. So, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his son just carelessly broke it. You'd say, that man got awfully he really
mad with his son.
Mad with his son. And suppose you worked hard all day, and by nighttime you might say, I'm really
tired.
Really tired. Suppose a little boy is sent home because, he became ill somehow at school. You might say, the nurse, little boy, what? Sick.
Sick? Well, probably was a cold, a flu, or measles, or something like that.
Could you say a sentence like, the little boy, something sick at school today?
Mm-hmm.
Did he take sick, or did he
become sick, and there's with flu, cold, measles, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you have a sick feeling here.
Probably that's the appendix.
How do you refer to it? You say that he feels sick.
In his stomach?
In his stomach. And how about, I don't suppose this happens anymore, but when you were younger, after a young couple got married, people would follow them in a kind of parade or noisy celebration.
Well, yes, they do that, yeah.
Do they, what do they call it?
Serenade.
Serenade? Uh-huh. Did you call it any other name when you were younger?
No, not to, not.
Always?
Well, we were all youngins, no, we call it serenade.
Serenade, uh-huh. What do you call,
Speaking music, beating drum, beating band,
right.
Beating pans. Shooting guns.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, you better be good or what's going to get you?
Spook is going to get the devil or something? I don't know about that. I can't remember all of them kind of things.
Sure. How about Booger Man? You ever?
Well, I've heard of that. I've heard a lot of women use that word.
They say boogie or booger?
Booger man.
Booger man. And how do you greet a friend on December 25th? Just walk out here and first person you see, you December 25th, you say...
Well, but we know never had to use that kind of language.